Blog Talk Radio.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them, I'm in his hands. Listen.
He sees.
He sees the tears you cry.
And he shares.
He shares.
And sometimes,
sometimes you wonder why
he allows you
to go through what you go through.
What you go through. But listen. Just know
he has his hand on you.
That's a good place to slip up those hands and give him some praise. Oh, I can't get no help in here. That's a good place to bless him. Listen, listen to the words.
See your day. Even when the sun is up, yes it is. And from the top of your
lungs, you shall.
What shall I do? Can I tell you one thing? Remember, just know
he has his hand.
He has
his hand.
Yes, he does.
He said,
he said he'll see you through.
For
he will provide. Yes, he will, yes, he will. Just know
he
has his hands on. Sometimes you feel so alone, like a child lost and no home. They keep telling. So you can just lift your hands up. He will heal. He will provide. No.
Thank you.
always good to know that despite the fact of what goes on in life, despite the fact of what we fall into, regardless of what the situation may be, that God will continue to have his hands upon us. Amen. Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Sunday, May 26th. I am your host, sanctified and set apart with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and welcome to the Jubilee Affair, Season 2. Brought to you always by the HubNet Online Network. This is God's show for God's people. As always, I am joined by the good brother, Hakim Nuba.
Hey, good evening, sir. How are you tonight?
Brother, I can't complain, man. I'm ready to hit the bricks. How about yourself?
Same here, man. Ready to rock and roll. To take it down for the night.
Right. You know it, doctor. You know it. Amen. If you are in need of prayer, you can contact us on the Jubilee Affair Facebook page. You can tweet the HubNet Online Network. But the quickest way is to call the show. 646-787-1798. Again, that number is 646-787-1798. And when you call, you press the number 1 and you will be placed in queue. And at the appropriate time, you will be able to speak with the good brother Hakim and myself. Amen. I always, 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 always love to open up the show with a word of prayer. I believe that prayer changes things. I believe that when the enemy is trying to attack, that prayer will repel the attacks of the enemy. I believe that prayer is a direct communication to God. So let us go to the throne of grace. Father God, we thank you for your saving grace on our life, Father. I thank you, Father God, for sparing me, your preacher, out of the lion's mouth just one more time. Father God, you know what your people need. You know what we need. I thank you, Father, for your son, Jesus the Christ, for his sacrifices that he made so that we may live. And Father God, as he sits at your right hand, as my Lord, my Savior, and my Redeemer, and my Mediator, I give you all the praise that you so rightfully deserve. Now, Father God, I ask that you would bless this network, Father, as we are pushing, Father, to go higher and higher. We ask that you would be our guiding light. Bless Brother Hakim, Father, as he continues, Father, to help us and to be the lifeline of this network. Bless Sister Michelle, Father, as she is the leader of this network, and we look to her for leadership and guidance. And bless me, Father, your preacher, whom you have called. Touch me in a mighty way, Father. I thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us. In Jesus' name that we pray, amen. I want to also touch on certain questions that I get asked. I leave the forum open to all questions because I believe that informed people, you know, are smart people. You know, when I tell you the truth about things that's going on within the church, I tell you the truth because I believe that you need to know the truth. You know, the enemy, he makes up things that try to deter us. So I believe that if my people who are God's people, you should be informed and you should know everything that's going on. Amen. And I have never claimed to be a religious scholar, but I know what I know. Amen. And one question that I'm always asked, and this one is a big one. It says, how do you know that you are following the right religious path? Well, I'll tell you like this. When I was younger, And I found myself being an atheist. I found myself being on the outside when I know that I should have been on the inside. And I didn't have no peace within my life. Not having peace within my life, I couldn't sleep right. I was mad at the world. I was agitated. I was irritated. I had an attitude. I really was in my own little personal hell. But when Jesus came in, because, see, it started as a child. When I was a child, my mother made sure that we went to church. She made us go to church. And for that, I am truly grateful that we were made to go to church, because it created a foundation within us. And so when I found myself on a path of destruction, it was the path that Jesus walked that brought me back to this side of salvation. It was through the remembrance of learning in church of what Jesus went through, and what I need to do is what reminded me that I was walking the wrong path. Now, that's for me. Whatever religious path that you so choose to want to walk is up to you. But understand this, that Jesus, and just to be technical, I will use his Hebrew name, Yahshua, is the Messiah. He came here to save us. However, if you don't choose to follow him, that is your decision, but you cannot say that you have not heard of Jesus. Amen? This is the second question is also a big one that I'm faced with, and sometimes people use to try to catch me up, and some people really want to know the truth. But the question is, how or what does God think about gays in the church? Okay. The Bible says that one plants, one waters, but God does the increase. As a Christian, as a leader, as a Christian pastor in the Church of God, it is not my place to judge anybody. My job is to water, to plant and to water, and God will do the fixing. God will do what he needs to do. My job as a pastor is to make sure that I am available to the people, that I preach God's word, and that I stand on everything that the Bible says. But let me also say this. People harp on the gay and lesbian lifestyle because it's spoken about in the Bible. But God hates all sin. You see, if you are a liar and a fornicator, and a person is gay, and you think just because they mention fornication, but they really harp on this on man and man land with man, you will be in the same boat. Because God loves the sinner, but God hates the sin. A liar, a fornicator, or somebody that may be gay will all fall in the same boat, but we have no place to judge. Because we, all of us, have one foot in hell and one foot on a banana peel where we are stretching out our hands to Jesus to save us. So let me say this. When I say that, I am not excusing the issue. I'm not excusing the act, but God will deal with that. My job is to have a place so that everybody can come and hear the word, and the word is transforming. The word will transform one's life. Amen? And that is how I view it. And that view came to me from the Holy Spirit. Now, somebody else, another pastor, may have another view, and God bless them. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord this way, because everybody's welcome in the church, and God will be the one that will do the transforming. Amen. The third question is Jesus the only way to God? Absolutely. Jesus is the only way to God. From my belief as a Christian, I go to Jesus, I pray in Jesus' name, and it goes to God. Somebody else may say something different, but as for me and my religious belief, Jesus is the only way to get to God. You cannot love God and hate Jesus. That's what the Bible says. You cannot love Jesus and claim and to hate God. That's what the Bible says. Amen. We're going to leave that one right there. The last one says, I have been hurt by those in the church. How do I recover? I feel like staying away. Church hurt is the worst hurt that you can experience. I feel like staying away. Do you know how many times I've heard that? Wake up, you church folk. Wake up. They used to say back then, wake up and smell the coffee. Wake up. The world is holding on to the people simply because they don't want to come to church. They believe that there are more fake people inside the church than there are outside that church. That at least the world will love them the right way compared to the church folks say they love you, but then behind your back they do other things. They look at you funny because of how you're dressed. Or you may not look like a Christian. You may not smell like a Christian. Or better yet, you may be coming in from partying at the club all night and you had an epiphany, and thus you decide that you want to get your life right, and you come into the church, and the first thing that the mothers who have been in the church all their life say, look at that floozy walking in the door. It's time to wake up. We are losing our people to this world. We are losing our people due to the extreme stance on social media, on how they now portray the church, the history of the church. We are losing this battle. Change needs to take place, and it starts with us. I said that this morning. It starts with us. Somebody has to do it. You've been hurt by the church. Get back on your saddle and start riding. You don't let man stop you from serving God. Get up off the dust, dust yourself off, and get back in the race. Because God has a work for you to do. And I know it hurts. I've been there. Many times I felt like giving up. And if I can be bold, yes, y'all know I can be bold. There have been many times, even after accepting my call to this ministry, many times after being called to pastor, that I've thought about going back to being just a regular old lay folk, because there are so many things that I deal with, and so many times that I have to swallow my pride and be the bigger person. And a lot of times I don't like it, but I know for the cause I'll do it. But I'm here to let you know that you will receive a reward that nobody can take from you. When you get back into that mode of saying, I'm not going to worry about what people think or what people say or what people do. I'm here to serve God, and because of God, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. There's a blessing waiting for you. You see, I had to learn that. My obedience will not stop, will not allow me to stop moving forward. Every day that I say I'm done with the church, my obedience finds me right back at the door, putting my key in the lock. So stand up, gird yourself, and get back in the race. Amen. I am happy and full of joy. I hope that you are too. Through this show and through my ministry, it is my job to release the captives, to teach God's word, and to stand on his promises, and to be a shoulder to those who need someone to lean on. My testimony for this week, and I'm just going to take just a few minutes. What God blesses, no man can curse. If you can hear it in my voice, I'm smiling. Because what God blesses, no man can curse. Many of us, Brother Hakim will attest to, and he will agree with me on this. Many of us grew up in neighborhoods that were not the nicest neighborhoods, and thus we had a lot of people of the older generations that talked down to the children, and many times we were called all types of names, but a child of God. And thus some of us, not all, but some of us, allowed those curses and those words to impact our lives, and it caused us to be exactly what the people said that we were going to be. But I'm here to let somebody know today that what God bless, no man can curse. You see, when God has a calling on your life, and he has a calling on all of our lives, the enemy will do all that he can to try to stop it. Why? Because the enemy has the ability to tap into your future, and when he taps into your future, he knows what you're going to be and what you're going to do. But if he can stop you before you reach that goal, if he can stop you before God has an opportunity to use you, if he can stop you before you see the light at the end of the tunnel, then you're just another soul lost. So you have to understand that a lot of times in life, when we go through things and when we deal with things and when things don't go our ways and when the doors of life are shut in our face and the windows are locked and we can't find a way out of no way, that there are times that the enemy is trying to stop you because your blessing is right before your eyes, but because you have been bogged down with this sin, you can't see what God is doing in your life. Oh, yeah, I'm going to say it. But what I'm saying to you is that God has a blessing with your name on it. And if God has a blessing with your name on it, then the enemy cannot take from you what God has already placed inside of you. So what God has placed inside of you is a spring that will come forth when you decide to make Jesus your Lord. When you decide that the sinful life is not for you. When you decide to place your hands in God's hands. When you decide to let go of this world and to focus on Jesus. Always remember, you are a child of the Most High. And what man tries to do to throw you down, God will lift you up. I am a firm believer that that ultimate setback will create a Holy Ghost comeback. And when you come back, you will come back victorious and shining like pure gold. Not because of anything that you've done, but all because of what God has done. I'm going to stop right there, amen, because y'all know sometimes I get a little ahead of myself, amen, and we got a show to do tonight, amen, so I'm going to move on, amen, but I am so excited today that I've had the opportunity and the blessing to interview the lady who started it all. The CEO of HubNet Online Network. I want to introduce to some and present to others, Sister Michelle. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Hello. I was listening. That was a powerful, powerful message. I was actually taking notes, as I always do on Sundays.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you. That makes me feel good. I appreciate you so much. And, you know, you have opened up a door for not only me but others to, you know, be able to express their love, their first love. And this is my first love. And I just thank you for trusting me enough to allow me to be a part of this network. It has just blessed my soul richly.
Well, I feel the same. It is definitely. I know sometimes we laugh and we reminisce about how our paths cross, but this network has been blessed. We have had some interest from other pastors prior to you, and when I say we. First, let me go on record by saying when I say we, I mean me. I always refer myself in regards to HubNet or anything I got going on is we, me being myself and Hakim Nuba. So we have had interest in, you know, we just set out to decide to have a certain level of professionalism, integrity, for our network. And there's quite a few networks out there that didn't make it, not doing too good. For whatever the reason is, we didn't want to go down that path. So we are blessed and grateful that you are a part of our network. And I have decided that you are our network's pastor. So,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Network pastor. All right now. All right. Put that on the card. God is good.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. Well, let's get into this interview. I have to first tell you that you know, when I did the interview with Brother Hakim last year, the next person that, you know, people were saying, well, what about Michelle? We want to hear from her too. And I said, okay, I'll set it up, and you know, timing and everything, you know, but. I have a lot of young listeners and young ladies who adore your voice, and they say that they just love to hear you when you're on the show. And so my first question that I would like to ask you is, what led you into broadcasting, and how did you know that you would be successful?
Wow. Wow, I am humbled by that, by the younger generation taking to my voice. But I am very grateful that you even have a young following, and that's something that I think is very important. That demographic is definitely important. I will say this though. You know, I think a lot of young folks are not so much listening to, you know, shows like the Jubilee Affair and stuff like that. So that part is definitely a blessing. And anything that I can contribute to that generation, I'm here. You know, I'm a single African-American black woman that, you know, I don't have kids. And so I always try to position myself to be able to set an example. So that's good information. That's good to know. In regards to this network and thinking that whether or not on along the lines of whether or not I was going to be successful, I was a part of another network, and I kind of want to use this word loosely. I want to say vetted in the sense that I was a part of another network, and I won't mention that network for legal reasons, but I had my show on that network, and things wasn't going good, and it was getting a little rocky, and my boy, I don't even know what the term to use, ice like water, we like ice and water. Hakim Nuba came to me, and he said, Michelle, we need to build our own network. Do you want to build your own network? And I was kind of hesitant at first. And I said, we had a long conversation, probably a week long, going back and forth on how we wanted this to look. So we already knew what we didn't want. So we didn't want to throw a bunch of folks in there to just have shows and do all this, be unprofessional, not be consistent, and build our reputation from the you know, bottom up. So I thought about it, and I said, you know what? I prayed about it. I got a confirmation, and I just stepped out on faith. And so, actually, we have a 2-year anniversary coming up. August 7th of 2017 is when we launched HubNet Online Radio. So, since then, there's been some offers to get into radio. There's been some offers, some conversations about some reality TV shows and so on and so forth. So, you know, we just, you know, this is really, I stepped out on faith to answer your question. And not knowing whether or not I'm going to be successful, what I did know is that I wanted to be able to provide a platform for people, ordinary people like us, to be able to have a show, you know, something that's affordable, something that is, you know, that's going to, you know, boost their business or boost, you know, talk about the topics that our generation and the generation after us and before us haven't had an opportunity to be able to just, you know, have that conversation. So that's what HubNet is, the basis of HubNet. That's what we're about. We want to be able to provide a platform for people to be able to have that conversation.
Amen. Amen. And you spoke about Brother Hakim, who, you know, I tell you, having Brother Hakim behind my back, I can be president of the United States, amen, because he's always there to encourage and to lift up, and, you know, he truly is lifeline of this network. And,
yes, he is.
And, yeah, kudos to you, Brother Hakim, because, you know, you go anywhere, we going with you, Doc. We just got packets in your suitcase, brother.
That's
thank
right.
You both so much.
Wherever he go,
thank
I go. That's right.
That's right. And wherever y'all go,
you know, and you know, Pastor, in this life, you have the opportunity to meet certain people, and when as you get up in age, and I'll say this to the young black women that are listening, as you get up in age, you start learning more and more about life and people. See, I'm a people person, and I'm a communicator, so. You'll learn you'll be able to identify there's certain people that the Lord put in your path for a reason. There's certain people that the Lord put in your path for not a reason as well. And so those that's not supposed to be there, you're supposed to be able to identify that and let them go the other direction. You know what I'm saying? And those that's a part of your life that will feed your soul, that's looking out for your best, truly looking out for your best. And it's hard to find good people like that, just good from the core, good from you know, just everything, you know, that you can check off pros and cons on your list. It's hard to find people like that, authentic people. So this dude here, Hakim Nuba, that's at some point after a while, we become family. And you'll see me use that term a lot. family. And that's what he means to me is family. And he actually makes me look pretty good. You know, he makes me look like from my social media. It's not just HubMed online. He runs all of my stuff. He is in the back of the scenes from advertising, marketing. You know, we've had some powwows. We've had some knockdown, dragout conversations about how I want things done. But he gives me his advice, and sometimes he let me roll with it, and we make it through.
Amen. And that's what a business partner and a friend does. A friend is one that will tell you when you're right, and that will love you even when you're wrong, and indifferent. And at the end of the day, together you can make something work. You know, and there's always room to grow. And so I truly agree with you on that one. And so my next question was, since we were speaking about the help that you've had, who else has helped you along the way to get you to this path? Who else helped you to see that this is what you should be doing?
Well, you know, this along with everything else, first and foremost, it's always been the person that I've become to be. I have definitely got that from my mom. My mother instilled in me years ago, you know, she led by example. She, you know, as a single parent in the military, went into the military, made all kind of sacrifices to make sure me and my brother had. She taught me, and I sat back, and she used to have conversations with me as I got up in age about how to present yourself. My mom used to make me walk when I was, you know, growing up into my 16, 17 years. She used to make me stand up straight, put your shoulders back, hold your stomach in. She wouldn't let me slouch, hang, you know, my shoulders going forward. And that's part of the reason I walk up straight now. You know, little things like that my mom took the time to instill in me. My love for shoes, walking in heels, being able to, you know, see my mom. That was my mom. That's all she did. She wore heels all the time, and I grew up with that love. So, my mom just passed in November, it's been hard. It's been rough. But when I think about who instilled that in, without that, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. You have to have tough skin to be able to be out here in this world trying to survive and trying to build your empire, whatever it is that you want to do in life. And that's where it started right there. Over all of that, it's always been me and God. It's always been me and God. And she taught me about God and had me in church and taught me about the Bible and so on and so forth. So that's pretty much it. Everybody else that the Lord has put in my path has broke me off what they need to, you know, for me to take away from those that are still around. We still got some work to do. You know, those that have moved on and that I have moved on, they've given me what they had to give me, and they've gone on about, you know, he moved them on to the next situation, you know. So that's pretty much it for me. I haven't really been too successful in the men's department, you know, being a life partner and having a husband or a man to give me that leadership. So and unbeknownst to my mom, that worked out, you know, just fine, because I've been able to sustain on my own accord. So I'm grateful, and I'm very very thankful for the people that he has put in my path.
Amen. And you mentioned God, and that was actually my next question: where does God fit in your life? And you answered that one. So I truly know that you know what you say, that you feel that, you know, you're waiting for God to send you this husband. You know, we've had conversations, you know, about certain things, and I always tell you, that your blessing is on its way. God is preparing everything for you. And I see that God is still preparing everything for you, because that's what I just heard in my spirit, that God is preparing everything for you. So just know that it's on its way. It's coming. The blessing that you're asking for is coming, and he has not forgotten you. And that's just a word for you. And
I appreciate
grateful.
That. And I don't know, Pastor, if I'm just outright, I can honestly say, and the Lord knows me, I don't think I have just outright asked for a husband. I asked mm-hmm. for God to bless me with what he thinks, what he has for me in store for me, what he thinks, if it's the, for me to be, grow old alone, then I to put in my spirit and bless me with, to be all right with that. If it's to be
Amen.
With a life partner, then put that in my spirit as well. You know,
Amen.
So I honestly have not just set up, and I don't know if I'm going to have to pray on that one. Maybe you can give me some advice on that, but I haven't just really
Absolutely.
Just sat up and prayed for no husband. And that might be why I ain't got one. But at the same time, I feel like he knows my heart, and if that's what he has for me, then that's what it's going to be.
Amen. Amen. Well, I do have a bonus question for you. So before we move on to our last question, tell the community here about all the ventures and the different areas that you're into, from your from HubNet on down to your shoe company. Tell everybody about that stuff, because most people who call into this show or who listens may not know that you actually have a shoe company, that HubNet has a travel network, you know. Tell them a few things. Tell them all about that.
Well, some of the things, just building, you know, just there's no reason for a person to be out here not being able to, if it's in your heart and your spirit to be an entrepreneur, to look into, to venture out and dip and dab and see how things, you know, will go for you in your favor. In regards to myself, I have a passion, and I absolutely love shoes, heels to be exact, and I have a shoe line that I opened up, back in 2013. 2011, I started selling shoes. And then 2 years later is where I opened up my online shoe store. And that's Shoe Feet Toes.
Okay.
It's always been that name, but for the website, it was always shoefeettoes.com. That
okay.
has since become, as Shoe Feet Toes has since become a subscription based shoe box where you receive shoes on a monthly basis for a monthly fee. So that is shoefeettoes.com. The Shoe Feet Toes Club, I expanded it out for more, because people started asking, well, what about the purses and what about this and what about that and accessories and all those type of things. So I opened up and all of these is under LLC, by the way. I opened up the ShoeFeetToesClub.com. These websites you can go to and go there. I blog on the ShoeFeetToesClub.com about different shoes and different accessories and so on and so forth. Those are the two websites where you can go on there and, you know, see what you got right now. We're working on the spring line of shoes, sandals, you name it, the subscription box. It also has, we have an accessory box that's going to be coming out. That one is called Pink Chocolate, and that's going to be a little small box with just all kinds of accessories. So those are the, you got two subscription boxes and a shoe line, and a line where you can, a website where you can purchase online the shoes as well as accessories.
Amen.
And we've been rocking and rolling since 2011. So this is not something that's new. Ultimately, down the road, the idea is to go retail and open up a few shoe stores where people can come in and get these shoes, instead of, you know, that's locally in their city.
Okay. Amen. So my last question to you is, what's next for HubNet? What's on the agenda for HubNet?
Like you said, HubNet Online Radio. We're looking to, for some quality, serious people who want to have their own show on our network. It comes with a couple of components. I know how Kim could break it down for you even more. We're getting ready to get into the YouTube version of it that has that component.
Amen.
As well as any MP3s that you may have. We have a couple of celebrities that we're going to be interviewing. You know, and we want to just be able to provide a platform. Some of these things can be costly for people. So we want to be able to provide a platform at a reasonable rate for people to be able to have an hour or 2 hour show, whichever one you choose, whatever package you choose, to be able to have your own talk show, and to be able to podcast. Everything that we do is podcast. So you can always go back to blogtalkradio.com/hubnetonline and listen for the last 2 years of all the shows we've done, to include music. We got music playing as well, it's forever recorded. And so that's something that you can take. You can start out with HubNet. You can take that and forward it. You know, it's recorded. You can always take your show and present it to someone. Those are the behind the scenes things that our network offers that HubNet, that Hakim works on. He's the master in getting all that done. He has a couple of packages that we've put together. Some of it, a marketing and advertisement for whatever it is your business is. If you got a candle business, or if you got a travel business, or whatever it is that you want to be able to reach out to people and have them reach, you know, get some feedback from them, you can do it live, or you can record it and have it play. It's all kind of different options. That's something that we'd have to sit down and talk with you about, to see how you want your own show to run on our network. So we kind of give you creative, control over your own show. Right.
Okay.
And so on and so forth. But unlike some networks, you have different producers producing your show and so on and so forth. For HubNet Online, the only person that's going to be producing your show for my network is Hakim.
Amen. All right. Well, you know, I have thoroughly enjoyed this interview. And, you know, we're going to have to do a part two to this interview in a couple months or so. I'll give you a couple months and we can work things out, because I'm sure that there are other questions that will come to me that people may want to ask you. And I want to give those who are on the phone an opportunity to greet you. We do have pretty much 10 minutes left of the show. So please be mindful. You all, when you call in, we have 10 minutes left, and I want to try to get to everybody, amen? So if you have a question or a comment, please try to get it in as quickly as you possibly can. Brother Hakim, do we have anybody on the line that may want to give a word to Sister Michelle?
Well, we have quite a few people listening, but Darius has been waiting, and I think he wants to get a question in.
Okay. Hello, Brother Darius. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair, sir.
Well, good evening, Pastor Talvin. And hey, Michelle.
Darius, how are you?
I've been doing good. At a long day at my church, Men and Women's Day.
Wow.
And I want to say I love the interview, and I want to say I want to probably thank you for that. The Wednesday night when you have your when you're showing Wednesday, that's probably like the best thing, because I like to voice my opinion beside on Facebook to get probably hear somebody else's opinion about different topics.
Okay, we appreciate the feedback.
Amen.
And so I said, I just continue to contribute and pray. Hopefully, call in Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Amen. Thank you, Brother Darius.
You are.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
All right,
ready,
Brother Hakim. Do we have anybody else? Yes,
yep.
Sir.
Coming up
all
next.
Right. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome.
Hi, this is Sister Tremaine Townsend. I am Sister Michelle. I am so glad that we finally got to hear a little bit more about you. You are truly an inspiration, and as they say on the internet, hashtag a boss for real. And
thank you.
You are so welcome. And I also wanted to say that I am so thankful and so grateful that that you've opened this platform for this show for Pastor Dante, and I pray that God continues to bless you in your endeavors and in your businesses that you plan to that you have in the works, that they'll be prosperous and that everything that your hands touch will be blessed. And God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Townsend. That's a blessing. I really appreciate that, and I appreciate you speaking that into existence. I need all the prayers I can get.
Amen.
God bless you, man.
God bless you, too.
Amen. All right, Brother Hakim, do we have anybody else on?
Yeah, we have one more. Bringing them in now.
All right, welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
This is Sister Betty Townsend.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Mm.
I went, and it's so nice to hear you on, Sister Michelle, and to hear all of the hot that you have going, and how you're able to maneuver those pots in order to get everything in them that you need and want. Now, I love shoes, okay? When you said shoes, that the the bell started ringing. But it was nice to hear the interview, and at any time that you feel the need to want to speak with me, you're more than welcome.
Well, Mother Townsend, this is definitely an honor. The two leading ladies in Pastor Townsend's life, and I think I've shared with Pastor Townsend, it's been a couple of times that you've been on his show that you spoke, and I just got goosebumps. You're speaking to my soul when you speak. So I will take you up on that. I have no problem, since you've already given me an open invitation to reaching out to you when I need to talk with somebody. I thank you for that.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Anytime, day or night, you're more than welcome.
God bless you.
And God bless you, too. Have a blessed evening.
Amen. Thank you. All right, Brother Hakim, have we reached the limit, Doctor?
Yeah, that's everybody who's actually wants to ask a question. We have a couple minutes left, folks. If anyone else wants to ask a question and have their voice heard tonight, please press the number one. I'll put you right in.
Amen. Amen. Sister Michelle, while we have a minute, why don't you guys plug your show that you guys do on Wednesdays?
We got Wednesday Shoebox Talk is the show on HubNet. It airs on Wednesday night, 7:00 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:00 8:00 Eastern Standard Time, and we have a host of topics that we talk about. That we just kind of get a feel from our community and what's going on. We also have a spinoff show, which is HubNet News, that we talk about Black current events, what's going on in the politics, what's going on in our neighborhoods, and so on and so forth. Come June, we're going to spend June spending some time in relationships. We're going to do a series of relationships on the 5th of June. We're going to talk about healthy Black relationships. On the 12th, we're going to talk about Black marriages. On the 19th, we're going to talk about interracial marriages. And then we're going to close it out on the 26th of June with co-parenting. So we just want to get into our community and give a platform, a voice, let our folks be able to have a voice and discuss some things that we are seeing, that we're in conversation that's already being had on social media and amongst ourselves in the churches and stuff like that, just to see if we can come to a better consensus and a better way of doing things and just be able to communicate about it. You know, sometimes a lot of us are not able to sit down and talk with each other, look each other dead in the face, but we can get up on the radio or get on social media and say what we got to say. So that's where we're going to be spending off in the month of June.
Amen. Well, as you know that I am here to help and assist. You know, most people, you know, when you hear this show, they think that this may be the only show, but it's a wide variety of shows which has different topics. It's just like a normal radio station, which has different show topics and different things and different areas that they touch on, and it's just a true blessing. And again, I am so thankful that we had this opportunity to talk and that I had an opportunity to interview you. And again, I look forward to it, for us having a part two to this. And again, on behalf of all of our listeners, again, we thank you for seeing the gift in me and giving me the opportunity. And so I just want to thank you again. And we have just 1 minute before we close out, so I just want to say to everybody to love on somebody, to love on somebody, to love on somebody. Amen. Love goes a long way. Love, love, love. Amen. And on behalf of Brother Hakim, Sister Michelle, the Townsend family, Brother Darius, I am Pastor D. Townsend. You have been listening to the Jubilee Affair. We are signing off. Good night and God bless.